ready for a ghost.
Blog Talk Radio.
Anyway, we've got a lot of headlines and reviews, the pay-per-views and other stuff to go to get into tonight. So let's get into the news from the world of professional wrestling. And the number to call if you want to talk about anything, 347-677-1018, 347-677-1018. And we're also in the chat here. I don't think there's anybody in the chat right now, but... also, in the chat online, if you want to talk to me a little bit. And we are going to lead off with the headlines today. Your headlines for the week of May 19th. Scott Hall has relapsed, apparently, and he has been released from Global Force Wrestling, Jeff Jarrett's new promotion. That's going to be... filming in Las Vegas soon. Apparently he got removed from an independent wrestling booking over the weekend, and he's not doing so good. So best wishes to him. Hideo Itami, not going to be competing at NXT TakeOver Unstoppable because he is hurt. He is injured with a shoulder injury. Should be out 4 months at least. But Sami Zayn is ready to go, and he will face Kevin Owens, if you might know him by Kevin Steen, the NXT champion at NXT TakeOver Unstoppable. And an interesting turn of events here. The rumor is that Samoa Joe might make his WWE debut at the event tomorrow night. So definitely that's going to be something to watch on WWE Network tomorrow night. And that in Elimination Chamber and the rest of the month of May is going to be free on the WWE Network. If you sign up, $9.99 a month afterwards. Also, some signings from Global Force Wrestling to announce. Shelton Benjamin, The Young Bucks, Sanjay Dutt, Jim Cornette have all signed with Global Force Wrestling, so that should be interesting to check out. The Great Sonata has been released from TNA after a little disagreement between them and the Japanese promotion. And Adam Pearce has been signed as a WWE coach and producer. Adam Pearce of NWA and Ring of Honor. Kevin Owens made his big debut on Raw on Monday. We'll talk a little bit about that. And also, Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins is now with TNA as part of their creative team. He's a creative fellow, but it's kind of like, I don't know, it's just... he has no experience inside the ring, and now he's going to be writing for them. Okay, whatever. my thoughts on that, I don't know where they're going with that. It's kind of like signing me as a creative guy. I'm not the best move in the world, but maybe I could book them a little bit better. 347-677-1018, the number to call, 347-677-1018. Let's do a little review of Payback, WWE Payback. And we've already spent 5 minutes on that. So WWE Payback, The New Day escaping with the tag titles after a controversial finish. They retain the tag titles in 2 out of 3 falls match. Xavier Woods got involved, and he wasn't really supposed to be involved, but they won it anyway. They retained the tag titles. And in the Big I Quit match, John Cena beat Rusev to retain the U.S. Championship. Rusev didn't say I quit, but his manager, Lana, said I quit. And that was enough, I guess. He got thrown into pyrotechnics, too. Boom! John Cena beat Rusev. Rusev said something in Russian, but I don't think it was I quit. But again, Lana said I quit, so that does it there. In the pre-show matches, the Ascension defeated the Meta Powers, the Mega Powers, the New Mega Powers, Curtis Axel and Damian Sandow, Axel as Hulk and Damian Sandow as the Macho Man. That was interesting to see, but I think maybe they should give Sandow more of a push. I don't know. R-Truth won over Stardust. King Wade Barrett beat Neville in a good match. The man that gravity forgot, Neville, or whatever. Bray Wyatt defeated Ryback in a match where I think Ryback legitimately hurt his ribs. He might have a cracked rib or something after that. And Sheamus defeated Dolph Ziggler once again in a rematch of Extreme Rules. It wasn't a Kiss Me Arse match, but Dolph made Sheamus kiss his arse with a pretty much a stink face. Haven't seen that in a while. And Naomi and Tamina defeated the Bella Twins in a Divas tag match. So we're moving right along. We've got 22 minutes to go. Let's talk a little bit about WWE Elimination Chamber, which will be free on the WWE Network. Also, the month of May is free there. And Kevin Owens versus John Cena for the United States title. And I have one thing to say about that. Shut up and take my money. That's going to be a great match, I think. Shut up and take my money. And a couple other matches being announced. Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. And the Intercontinental title will be on the line. We'll talk a bit about that inside the chamber. And the first ever WWE World Tag Team Championship match will be inside the Elimination Chamber on May 31st. It'll be Tyson Kidd and Cesaro, The New Day, the Primetime Players, the Lucha Dragons, Los Matadores, and the Ascension in the Chamber. We'll see how that one comes out. Also have some news from Impact coming up in a little bit. Anybody in the chat? No, not now. We're going to do a little bit of Impact review, Raw review, maybe a little bit of, I'm kind of thinking of different things here, folks, but, we'll talk about maybe NXT, maybe get your thoughts on Billy Corgan at 347-677-1018, 347-677-1018. We will also talk a little bit about, you know, this is what happens when I'm not, when we'll take your calls and do a few rants on this day in professional wrestling. First of all, I'm going to do some ads, and I'll do an ad, and we'll be back in a few minutes. This is Totally Wrestling with Matt Boland. Might be a short episode today because we're down to 18 minutes or so, and we've covered a lot of stuff already. But here's an ad for the Main Event Training Center, people, and stay tuned. Hey, this is Matt Bowen from Totally Wrestling. You've seen the action on Raw and Impact. Ever think about stepping between the ropes yourself? If so, I highly recommend the Main Event Training Center. Head trainer Pablo Marquez and his assistants will teach you everything you need to know about becoming a pro wrestler. If you think you have what it takes, then get started today. Call 954-548-5779 for more information, or just stop in at 701 Northwest 57th Court in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Tell them Matty B sent you. The Main Event Training Center. See you in the ring. Hey, this is Matt Bowen from Totally Wrestling. You've seen the action on Raw and Impact. Ever think about stepping between the ropes yourself? If so, I highly recommend the Main Event Training Center. Head trainer Pablo Marquez and his assistants will teach you everything you need to know about becoming a pro wrestler. If you think you have what it takes, then get started today. Call 954-548-5779 for more information, or just stop in at 701 Northwest 57th Court in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Tell them Matty B sent you. The Main Event Training Center. See you in the ring. We are back on Totally Wrestling. We've got about 17 minutes, so I'd appreciate your call-ins at 347-677-1018, 347-677-1018. Trying to bring up this day in pro wrestling from the internet here, but it's a slow going right now. So we'll talk a little bit about TNA, I guess. Your Impact review, just a short Impact review today. Magnus defeated Abyss and the rest of, the Revolution beat him. But Magnus said he was not going to apologize for attacking James Storm. And Team Eric Young defeated Team Kurt Angle in the Hardcore War. And I want to know what you think about this. Of course, I think it's pretty much beyond the pale, but of course, this is entertainment, right? Sports entertainment, and you got to doing stuff like this. Eric Young teared off Sergeant Chris Melendez's prosthetic leg at the end of the Hardcore War match. He kind of used it to attack him. Pretty pathetic. But let's see what you think of it. 347-677-1018. 347-677-1018. And a best of five series between the Wolves and the Dirty Heels began last week on Impact. The Wolves, the team of Davey Richards and Eddie Edwards, they're back again after Davey Richards' injury, which the Wolves were forced to relinquish the TNA Tag Team Championships, the World Tag Team Championships. And the Hardys promptly won those, but they relinquished it too after an injury to Jeff Hardy, dirt biking, they say. I'm not sure if that's a work or a real shoot thing. Of course, works are works or things, well, you know what I'm talking about if you follow wrestling. But for those of you that don't follow it as much as I do, works are like things presented as real, but they're not. They're scripted, and the shoots are unscripted things. And then there's work shoots, which are something that's something else altogether. Scripted things with reality kind of built in. And anyway, so there's a best of five series right now between the Wolves and the Dirty Heels, Austin Aries, and that would be Bobby Roode. And the Wolves got a victory the other night in a good match on Impact. And maybe I can scroll down and tell you a little bit about the match. If this will even scroll down for me. Which it won't. Running drop kick from Austin Aries, but Roode lifted up Davey Richard for a power bomb, but he rolled through and got a surprise three count, and the Wolves taking round one in that best of five series for the TNA World Tag Team Championships. All right, let's go to This Day in Pro Wrestling. We have about 10 to 12 minutes left. So you can call up and talk about anything you want. 347-647-1018. 347-677-1018. Wrestlers born on this day in history, no real major birthdays to talk about, but May 19th, 1946, Andre the Giant was born in Colomers, Seine et Marne, or whatever, I can't pronounce French words, in France. And on this day in history, May 19th, 1983, Frank Tunney died. Unknown cause of death. Maybe a heart attack, but we'll see. I don't know about that. Unknown cause of death. Some things that went on this day in pro wrestling history. Let's see if I can scroll up. And by the way, just talking about your current champions, who's the best, you think? Seth Rollins of WWE, Kurt Angle of TNA, Hiroyoshi Tenzan of NWA, Jay Briscoe of Ring of Honor, then you have Kevin Owens of NXT, Go Shiozaki of All Japan, AJ Styles of New Japan, and Minoru Suzuki of NOAH. Well, I'm trying to bring up some interesting things on this day in history. Let's see, the big thing in the Monday Night Wars this day in history. Well, there was a Raw taping in Chattanooga, Tennessee, May 19th, 1998, and of course, May 19th is Kane's least favorite day. You know that. The story on him in May 19th is that it was supposed to be the day that his parents died, and the fire they always talk about with the Undertaker and everything, but let's see if I can get. And Monday Night Raw from Mobile, Alabama, May 19th, 1997. And, of course, the same night, Nitro May 19th, 1997. Let's talk a little bit about that. If we can bring it up, and we will talk a little bit about, again, Scott Hall has been fired from Global Force Wrestling. He was doing some stuff at Global Force with his son, Cody Hall, but he was escorted from an independent wrestling event this past weekend, and promoters at the event claimed that Hall was too intoxicated to perform. So he was hammered. And, oh, we've got some interesting stuff here. Hacksaw Jim Duggan is going to work with Global Force Wrestling. And did you hear this one? I'm not sure if I can mention it on a family show like this, but Sonny of WWE and ECW fame, I guess I'll mention it. The rumor is that she signed with an adult entertainment company to do adult entertainment. So, what do you think? 347-8... the call-in number is 347-677-1018. 347-677-1018. And I'm trying to see what's going on with this... with these matches for the first two Global Force Wrestling tapings. But my internet is very slow today. Come on, AT&T, get it together. So, before I go to that, I think I want to talk a little bit about Kevin Owens making his Raw debut on Monday night. NXT champion Kevin Owens, who of course will wrestle Sami Zayn at NXT TakeOver Unstoppable tomorrow night on the WWE Network. He attacked John Cena, Kevin Owens did. They were introduced and pretty much he said, I'm not wrestling you tonight, but I'll wrestle you for the title sometime soon. And that's going to be at Elimination Chamber on May 31st. Again, exclusive to the WWE Network. Let's see here. Still very slow. Let's see if I can reload the tab and talk a little bit about some news from the show. I am currently trying to get D'Lo Brown from WWE and TNA to come on the show maybe next week or maybe sometime later this week, and we're going to talk a little bit about his career and what's going on out in Vegas with 3PW. 3PW is the name of his wrestling company. And also, I'm trying to get this show on local radio here in the southwestern Connecticut area. Having a little difficulty with that, but I do want to say that it would be interesting if I could get it on local radio here. Looking at WDJZ AM in Bridgeport, Connecticut, to try to get it on the radio. I would need some sponsors for the show, though, because it's like a leased time thing. And so if you want to sponsor the show, have me do some voiceovers, some ads, I could do that for you. For your company, email me at Fairbowl, F-A-I-R-B-O-L, FL2003 at yahoo.com. That's Fairbowl, F-A-I-R-B-O-L, FL2003 at yahoo.com, or on Twitter at Real Matt Boland. Real Matt Boland. And, of course, you can also reach me on my Totally Wrestling page on Facebook, Totally Wrestling with Matt Boland. Okay, some matches from Global Force that are scheduled. July 12th, it's the team of Doc Gallows and Carl Anderson versus the New Heavenly Bodies. Sanjay Dutt versus Jamin Olivencia, who I think was in TNA for a little while. George T. Murdoch, that's Tyrus of TNA. He's going to be competing in a match versus a guy named Moose. And Lady Tapa versus Thea Trinidad. Okay. And July 13th, it continues with George T. Murdoch of Tyrus versus Moose. And Sanjay Dutt and Chase Owens will be in action against Jamin Olivencia and Jason Kincaid, Doc Gallows and Carl Anderson versus the New Heavenly Bodies. So we'll see what's going on with that when it comes up in July. We've got about 3 minutes left. If you want to call up 347-677-1018, 347-677-1018, and let's go into this day in history. WWE Monday Night Raw was this day in 1997. From the Mobile Civic Center in Mobile, Alabama, attendance was only 6,205. Main event of the night was Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Jim Neidhart. I never know how to pronounce that name. Some of these names I don't know how to pronounce. And Austin won in a minute and 51 seconds by disqualification. And in another match, Farouk beat Rocky Maivia, The Rock. No time announced on that match, but pretty cool. Owen Hart also in action against Bob Holly. He lost. And Scott Taylor, Scotty Too Hotty, won a match. I don't know against who. I just closed the window. And also WCW Nitro this day, 1997, Asheville Civic Center, Asheville, North Carolina. Unknown attendance. Five matches on the card. Lord Steven Regal, that's William Regal of WWE, beat Prince Iokia. Masa Chono beat Dave Taylor. Scotty Riggs beat Michael Wall Street, Mike Rotunda, IRS of WWE fame. The Steiners beat Jeff Jarrett and Steve McMichael. And Ric Flair beat Six by disqualification. In the main event, Ric Flair beat Six. X-Pac, Sean Waltman, Six-Pac, whatever name he chooses to go by. All right, I have about maybe a minute left. So we went over the big news in pro wrestling tonight. And we've got about 60 seconds, so just recapping the headlines. Scott Hall has relapsed, and he's been released from Global Force. Hideo Itami not competing at NXT TakeOver Unstoppable. Signings for Global Force, Shelton Benjamin, the Young Bucks, Sanjay Dutt, and Jim Cornette. The Great Sonata has been released from TNA. Samoa Joe may make his WWE debut on NXT tomorrow. Adam Pearce signed to the WWE as a coach and producer. And Kevin Owens debuts on Raw. Billy Corgan also with the TNA creative team. Maybe we could try to get an interview with him in a few days. And then, anyway, that's the show tonight. And we'll be back in a few days or next week. Thanks for listening, everybody. This has been Totally Wrestling, May 19th, 2015 episode edition. We'll be back next week. See you.